Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Aleph. We are up to Sif Mem Aleph, the last line on page Pei Daled. We're about to turn on to page 168. The Mechaber says in Sif Mem Aleph, Lotzeis b'Shabbos b'kova sheberosho, to go out on Shabbos with a hat on one's head, ha'osri lohogem v'pnei hachama, and this hat is made to protect one from the sun. So yesh mi sha'oser mishum dechayshinen shiagbihenu haruach meirosho v'osri la'asuye daramas v'shasharabim. There are those who say it's usher to wear such a hat because we're concerned that maybe the wind will blow it off from his head and he'll come to carry it for amos and v'shasharabim. El imkein hu muhudak b'rosho, unless the hat is tight on his head, oshahu amok, or it's a deep hat, sherosho nichnas lesocho, or his head sticks into the deep hat a nice amount away, the ein haruach yachol hafrido merosho, and therefore the wind is unable to blow it off his head. Oshahu kosher beritzua tachas grono, or the hat is actually tied together underneath his neck, the bahachi leka lomechash lomidi, then there's no concern. So the Mechaber over here tells us that to go out on Shabbos with a hat that's made for protection from the sun, so there are those who say it's going to be usher, we're afraid it's going to blow off. If it's not going to blow off, it's not a problem. He gives three examples. Either it's tight fitting on the head, or it's a deep hat that goes, a lot of your head goes into the hat, so memela is not going to blow off. Or you tie the hat onto your head so it's not going to fall off. So says the Mishaburis of Katan Kuf Nun Gimel, Ha'asri Lahagim, Lafuke Stam Kova Shadam Nosu Al Rosho. This is coming to exclude from a stam hat that a person wears on his head, Ein Lochosh Diyese La Suye Dal Ramos. Then we're not concerned that he's going to come to carry for Amos, the Bevadai Lo Yelech Begilui Harosh. Because for sure a person's not going to walk bareheaded without anything covering his head for Amos and Mishas Rabbim. And therefore the only concern is when you have this extra hat over your other hat, over your yarmulke, so then there's no problem of walking Da'at Amos without a head covering, so then you might come to carry it. But if that is your only head covering, so then there is no concern. Vizeha Kova Min Hogan Hoya La Seiso Milamala Al Kova Kova. And this hat that we're discussing in the Mechaber, where we're worried they're going to come to carry it for Amos and Rosh Hasharabim, that's referring to the type of hat that covered over the yarmulke. And therefore, there's no problem of walking without a head covering. And therefore, we are concerned that if the hat is not tight, you might carry it for Amos and Rosh Hasharabim. Umizen nilmo dehu adin kovoim shalonu. And says the Meshavura, from here we'll learn that the same thing is true about our hats. Im no se osam Rosh Hasharabim al kova katan kanahog. If you're going to wear them over your yarmulke, like is the custom, yesh li zor shehe muhudak arosha. You have to make sure that it's going to be a tight fitting hat. Shema yipol vaasila suyad al Amos, because it might fall off and you might come to carry it for Amos, because after all, your head is still covered with your yarmulke. V'chein bebreitel, and we discussed that in the last year, that's really our types of hats that we are knowing to wear. Sheminug bo lahokel, where the minig is to wear them on Shabbos v'kanal. Im nosei kova katan tachtov, if you're wearing a yarmulke underneath it, yizor shelo yetzei bo b'rishas harabim. You have to make sure that you don't go out with it in rishas harabim. D'hastama inu muhudok, because the Meshavur is assuming that stama, it's not tight. U'bevadai chashinim bo dumu nofav asri la'asuyei, and therefore there's for sure a concern that it might fall off and might come to carry it. Kevan Shaloya Begila Rosh, since it's worn over a yarmulke, there's no concern of Gila Rosh, and therefore there is a concern that I might come to carry it for Amos in the Rosh Hasharabim. Sif Koton Kufnun Dalar Rosh Hasharabim, Betaz Mash Medafilu Chutzla Erev Yesh Lahachmir Bezen. Not only in Rosh Hasharabim, but even in a Carmelist outside of an Erev, there is a concern. Va'ayla Kaman Simon Shin Gimel Sif Yurches of Amashe Kasadnu Shalom Bishabura. Look what we'll see later on in Simon Shin Gimel. Just to summarize, Sif Mem Aleph, the bottom line is that if a person has a hat on that is tight, so then it's not a problem. It's better if he has a yarmulke underneath. It's better if he doesn't have a yarmulke underneath it in terms of this, because then we're less worried he's going to carry it. If he has a yarmulke underneath it, so then he doesn't need to have his head covered with the hat if it's not so tight fitting, so he might come to carry it. If you glance at note number 107, he just brings it home. Umashiyesh mikilin lotzeis bekova gam kishalov shemitatav kippa. That which there are those who are lenient to go out with a hat over their yarmulkes on Shabbos, says Rav Yashiv, she'osin kein machma she'somchen ala eruv. They're doing that because they're relying on the eruv that there's no problem of carrying. Ulefika b'makom she'ein eruv, and therefore in a place where there is no eruv, ein lahakel, one should not be lenient, ela im kein akova muhudak heitev l'rosh. Unless the hat, again, is tight fitting on the head, ba'ofen she'ein matzui she'ruach tabihenu, so it wouldn't be common for the wind to blow it off. So the hat is tight fitting, so then even if there's no eruv, so clearly we are not concerned. Says the Mechaber Vayder Sif Mem Beis. Hamotzei tefillin b'Shabbos b'bizayon b'mokum she'en b'shtamin. A person is walking and he finds tefillin on Shabbos that are in a disgraceful manner, in a place where they're not being guarded properly. So im yesh sakana, if it's a time of sakana she'gazru she'lo lahaniyach tefillin, that the goyim made gzeira that yidin can't wear tefillin, so then you can't put them on. So mechasan v'holechlo. So you cover the tefillin and you leave. Try to protect them by covering them. Then ain sakana, but if it's not a time of sakana, so im yesh b'hen ritzuos, if the tefillin have straps attached to them, shebekach nikar shem tefillin velo kameos, that way we know that they are really tefillin and they're not just kameos, they're not amulets. Vehin kishuro sheyochol olavshan, and they have ritzuos on in such a way that you could actually wear them. So then what you should do is machnison zug zug derech levisha. You should bring them in one pair at a time as you're wearing them. Until you get to the point that you brought all the tefillin in. So you have a bunch of tefillin there. So you put on one pair of tefillin, you walk it into the chatzar, as we'll see, and then you go back and bring the next one in until you get them all in. V'im hayu rabim, but if there were so many tefillin, shelo yasbik lulavshim ulachnisan zug zug, you're not going to have a chance to put them all on and bring them in one pair at a time. So then yachshich aleim ad halayla v'yavim. Then you should stay by the tefillin until it gets dark and then bring them back. And therefore, by your standing there, you are protecting them till Shabbos is over. Then you'll bring them into a safe place. V'im yorei lahashich v'nei listim. But if you're afraid to stay there until it gets dark because of robbers, so molichum pachos pachos midal amos, then you can carry the tefillin by walking less than 4 amos at a time. Onosam lechaveru, or you pass it to your friend, vechaveru lechaveru, and his friend to his friend, ad shemegil lechatzer achitzona, until you get to the outermost chatzer. So again, the Mechaber over here is discussing a person who finds tefillin and Shabbos, they're lying b'bizayon, they're not being guarded properly. So what does he do with them? So to summarize, the Mechaber said, if there's a sakana and therefore you can't put them on, so then what you should do is just cover them and you can leave. If there's no sakana, so assuming that you're sure that they are tefillin because there are the ritzuos attached to them and you're able to wear them, so you put the tefillin on one pair at a time, walk it into the closest chatzar, take them off and go out and bring in another pair. Unless there are too many pairs, you're not going to be able to do it. So then you should just sit there and guard the tefillin until Shabbos is over. If you're afraid to sit there and guard the tefillin until Shabbos is over, so then you can rely on the last eitzah, and that is carrying it pachos pachos midat amos, or passing it from one person to another until you get it into the outer chatzar. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Kuf Nun Hei. The reason why it would be a sakana to wear them is shegazur shelo lahaniach, there was a gzeira that you can't wear tefillin. V'hu yorei gam kein leholichon biyado pachos pachos midalad amos ukel kamei. Not only is he afraid because it's a gzeira he can't wear them, but he's also afraid because of that gzeira to be he doesn't even want to be seen carrying them even less than 4 amos at a time, so he would avoid the problem of the Issa Daraisa on Shabbos, but he's pashut afraid. So then we come on to the other eitzah of just covering them and leaving. Because he's afraid that if they get wind of what's going on over here, that he's carrying tefillin, so it could lead to a sakana. So that's what the Mechaber means, that if it's a sakana, that there was a gzeira, and you're also afraid to carry a pachos mikashir, so then you're mechasen v'holecho, you just cover it and you leave it. But if it's not a sakana and you can wear them, so then you have to clarify that they are tefillin. So says the Mishabura, if katan kuf nun vav shem tefillin velo kamei, and they have straps attached, so you're clear they're tefillin and they're not amulets. The e ein bahem ritzuos, if there are no straps, amrina deshema kameyin hein, then we'll be concerned that maybe they're only kameyin. The tarach adam lefa'amim lasos kameya kein tefillin, a person sometimes will be matriach himself to make a kameya that looks like tefillin. V'nafkamina she'ein tarach l'shomran u'lahachshich aleim klal. Nafkamina, of whether it's going to be a kameya or it's going to be tefillin, is that if it's only a kameya, you don't have to guard it, you don't have to stand there at all. The Shaar Tzion writes in Kuf Tzadi Dalid, "Dilelov shem belav hochi ein yochol." If you're concerned that it's a kameya, it means it doesn't have ritzuos, so you can't wear it anyway. Shein lehem ritzuos. So nafkamina is going to be: should you stay around and guard them If they're tefillin, yes. If they are kameyan, you do not have to. V'ayin simin yud aleph magen avram shekosav. Look in the magen avram and simin yud aleph where he writes, "Tibizmanenu ein matzri lasos kameya kein tefillin." Nowadays, as we know, the minhag is not to make a kameya that looks like tefillin. V'alkein, and therefore, afilu be'elu she'ein lahem ritzulos. Even if you find tefillin that do not have ritzulos attached, tzorich al kol panim l'shamrenu l'hachshech aleihem. So obviously, you can't wear them without the straps, but you should at least guard them and to stay there till Shabbos is over, if that's at all possible. Sivkatan kufnun zayin v'hin kashuros. They're tied up. Ratzalom. It means shaburosh yesh keshel sharosh. The tefillin sharosh has the proper kesher of the sharosh. The chen b'shalyad has the kesher shalyad mesukun karoi fixed up properly. Lefi midaso, according to his measurements, v'lo gadol yoser, they're not too big, they fit him. Sheyachol lelavsho, that he's able to wear it, and therefore he should wear them in one pair at a time. Then einan kshuros, but if they are not tied, ubishabbos halo aser lasos kesher, and as we know on Shabbos you can't make a knot in the tefillin. So im kein lo yuchal lahachnisan derech levisha zug zug. So in that case, obviously you're not able to bring it into a safe place by wearing it one pair at a time. So b'meilo tzarech lahamten at shetechshech ulahaviam. You would have to wait there, as the mechaber told us, until it gets dark, and then bring them in afterwards. Sefkata nunches, if they are wearable, you put on zug zug. Rotzalomer tefillin echad shel yad al hayad. You put on one tefillin shayad on the yad. V'chein echad sharosh al harosh, and you put on one tefillin sharosh on the rosh, and your machnes ad mokum hamishtamer, and you bring it in to a place that it can be guarded. V'cholos, and you take it off. And then you go out and you bring in another pair of tefillin the same exact way. Even though we hold Shabbos is not a zman of tefillin, still, if you're wearing tefillin on Shabbos the way you wear it during the week, it's not considered a load. It's only considered a tachshit. It's considered an adornment, and therefore that would not be a problem of carrying. V'albal tosef ain't over. You're also not going to be over on Bal Tosef, which is adding on to a mitzvah. Kevon de enum lechavim b'levishasu l'shem mitzvah. To be over on Bal Tosef, you have to have kavana for the mitzvah. Over here, your kavana is only to save the tefillin. It's not for the kiyum mitzvah, and therefore there would be no Bal Tosef. Kosev HaMagen Avram. The Magen Avram writes, the isha hamotzeis tefillin. A woman who finds tefillin, asura lachnison b'shabes af derech malbush. As opposed to what we just said by a man that he should bring them in derech malbush, an isha who finds tefillin should not put them on and bring them in derech malbush. The kevan de ainu regula lahanicha machol, since a woman, as we know, does not normally wear tefillin during the week. Havela masui lagaba lagabe an isha, it would be considered a load. It would be considered carrying, so it would not help to wear them. A man who normally wears it during the week, so on Shabbos we can say it's a tachshit. But an isha who doesn't normally wear it during the week, so there we would say it's a masui and it would be aser. V'yesh ma'achronim cholkem alav usvi. There are achronim that argue on this Magen Avram, and they hold the kevan de medina de gemara ein aleihem iser bazeh. Since in the ikar halach of the gemara there is no iser for women to wear tefillin, rati lechatchila ein nochon lahanicham. Just it's really lechatchila not proper for them to wear it because we're concerned that they don't have a gufnaki. So lo mikri masri lagaba. So other achronim write, unlike the Magen Avram, that even if a woman finds it and puts it on, it would not be considered a masri for her. The ayin b'shar melch perak yutes milcho shabbos shemotza. So if you look in the Shara Melech, he brings down that he found the Ksavyad of the Shita, where the Ravid and the Rashba argue on this point of the Magen Avram and the other Achronim. Od Kosav HaMagen Avram L'Shitaso. The Magen Avram writes further L'Shitaso, the Imyotza Isha B'Talas Mitzuyetzes, a woman who goes out with a properly tzitzis talis, hainu talis shel mitzvah, she'ein regilim lelavsha, ki'im l'shem mitzvah bavad, meaning she found a regular talis shel mitzvah, which is not worn in general except for the mitzvah. So chayev es chatos, if a woman goes out wearing a talis on Shabbos, so she's chayev chatos, that is usher. Tekevon de'ein isha regila lelech batalis chazeh, have masri l'gaba. Since an isha does not normally wear a talis shel mitzvah, for her, it's considered a load and it will be usher. So just like the Magen Avram says by the tefillin that she can't wear them to safety because she doesn't normally wear them, therefore it's a masui. By a talis, he says the same thing. A woman who doesn't normally wear a talis, wearing it outside on Shabbos at an Erev would be a chiyuv chatos. The gambaze yesh cholkim alav. Also over here, the same way we said there are achronim that argue with the Magen Avram by tefillin, there are achronim that argue with the Magen Avram shita over here as well by a talis. Sivkotan Kuf Nun Tes. We said if there were a lot of pairs of tefillin and he wouldn't have enough time to bring them all in one pair at a time, so he should just stay there and guard them until Shabbos is over and then bring them in. Sivkotan Kuf Nun Tes Lo Yasbik Hainu Kevan Shemi Beod Yom Belav Hochi Lo Yasbik Ha'es Lahavi Kulan. Since anyway, while it's still day on Shabbos, he won't have enough time to bring them all in, so better Lo Yolbash Klal, don't wear them at all. Eliyamtin Shom Ar Halayla V'Yishmerim V'Yavim. Rather, you should just wait there by the tefillin until the nighttime. Guard them and then bring them in. Of course, if one is afraid to do that, the Mechaber then said, you can come out to the last Eitzah, and that is carrying it back by yourself, pachos, pachos, midat amos, or to pass it to your friend, and he'll pass it to his friend. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sif Mem Gimel. Hamotzi Sefer Torah Basada. First we discussed finding tefillin, now we discuss a person who finds a Sefer Torah out in the field. Im Eino Shas Sakona, if it is not a time of danger, Yoshev Umeshamro Umachshechalav, so he should sit there, he should guard it, wait till the end of Shabbos, Loshen HaRambam Ubesakona Manicho Vaholichlo, but if it is a time of Sakona, he should just leave it there. But the Mechaber is discussing a case where it's not a Shas Sakana, he should sit there, like we said, by the tefillin, and he should guard the Sefer Torah. V'im hayu gishamim yordim, but if it's raining, so then sitting there guarding it's not going to help, the rain is going to ruin it. Mis'atef ba'or, you should wrap yourself in the cloth of the Sefer Torah. V'chozer u'mechasa oso v'nichnas bo. And then you should wear some other garment over the Sefer Torah that you are wearing and bring it in that way. So Eitzah number one over here, it's not like tefillin that you can just put on the normal way, so really it's better just to sit out there in the field and guard it till Shabbos is over if it's not a sakana. If it is a sakana, the Rambam says just leave it. And if it starts to rain when it's not a sakana, so then you should put it on around your body and put a garment over it. Says the Mishaburis, if Koton Kuf Samach Gisham in Yordim, Shetiskalka La Sefer Torah, the rain is coming down, that's going to ruin the Sefer Torah. So then he Tirulo Hisate, then they allowed him to wrap himself in it. And then he wraps himself with other clothing around it on top and he brings it in. This is, even though you might think it's a bizarre that you're wrapping yourself in the Sefer Torah, but says in Mishmur Fakert, that is the honor of the Sefer Torah, that you are preventing it from getting ruined in the rain. We'll stop here and continue with Mirtz Hashem next year with Sif Mem Dalid.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.